Introducing you to the special seekers, the name of the Malach of the Parshas Vayikra for the Sabbath of the 23rd of March. And of course, we have the full moon on the 24th, 25th of March. The full moon energy defines emotional energies. Why it is that you do what you do, you might put a logic behind it, but the real reason why you do things is because your feelings give you the energy to do it. Why it is that people surprise you and you surprise others is because your feelings give you that urge inside you. It's a calling inside you. And it is that calling that we get. Go on, do it. Who gives you the calling? You could say it's intuition. You could say it's inspiration. You could say it's a gut feeling. You could say it's the full moon. Who gives people the gut feeling to do things spontaneously, unexpectedly, surprisingly, when they call you, when they speak to you? What made you call me? I was thinking of you. What made you call me? I was just thinking I was going to call you. What it is when something unexpected happens, that is a calling of destiny. Vayikra translates as God called Moses. God called him. Now, how does God call anybody? I don't know, because God, I'll tell you the truth, God's never called me. He's never called. I'm being honest. I'm being pragmatic. I'm being down to earth. No money man would expect me to be down to earth and pragmatic. I've never heard the voice of God. I've never heard God saying, but God doesn't call people like me. God gives inspiration, gives ideas, gives thoughts, uses the planets to change our attitude, gives us the moon to give us an urge to do something. But I've never heard the voice of God. I've never heard the voice of God saying, God, Johnny Waxman, do that. God, do that. No, I've never heard that. I've tell you the truth, never heard it. Definition of the calling that Moses had was, It was intuition. It was inspiration, but it was more than just that because he was on a much higher level than we are. But it does happen. People do get a calling. When we talk about great inventors as well, really great souls. I mean, I'm talking about really great ones. Steve Jobs, that was a great soul. He knew he was born with a mission. And his mission was to create Apple with his partners and create, he didn't know he was going to create an iPhone, but he knew he had a calling inside him to do something great. And creating the gadget for the internet, much better than a BlackBerry, because as soon as iPhones came along in 2007, BlackBerries died. It took a few more years for them to die, but eventually died. It died because Steve Jobs had a calling. He just knew. He could say because he was a follower of Yogananda and self-realization, and he was a believer, so he did believe he had a calling for life. All the great inventors, all the great inspirational people in the world, do they get a voice from God telling them, do this, do that? Or is it this calling? It's a calling. It's an inspirational calling. So let's stop. And I use the word, let's stop. Many Melech is saying, let's stop. Let's stop waiting. Stop waiting for a voice from heaven to say, do this or do that or do this or do that. Because God isn't going to... I'm just being pragmatic now. Maybe God will talk to you. But people that claim, and I use being sarcastic now, but people that claim that God is talking to them are either con men or they are lunatics. They belong in a lunatic asylum. So let's be pragmatic. We're talking about religion. We're talking about belief. We're talking about being honest with ourselves. Nonetheless, Steve Jobs, whether he did or didn't have a voice of God telling him to create an iPhone, he had an urge inside him. So it translated as the urges that we have, the emotional urges that we have, the gut feelings that we have, the compelling enticement that we have, that is actually God talking to us. Even though God isn't, because we can't imagine God speaking to us. We can't imagine what his voice sounds like. But it's still, he's a channel. It's a channel of energy. And a channel of energy gives that inspiration. So the first paragraph of Yikra Moshe is the name of the Melech is teaching us, just accept that brave Rachamecho, Techeifu Faleinu, Ayres Shechinoscho Omein. We pray and hope that I will feel, I want to feel the light of God. I want to feel the energy of God. You know, when the sun is shining and the sun is constellation of Aries, it's giving us an energy different to what it was a few days ago and different to what it's going to be in a month's time. It's just different. And that is a light. That is an energy. What's changed? It's Aries. It starts out as Aries. It's what's changed. It's the book of Leviticus. What's changed? It's this visual secrets that's defined by the full moon letting in the energy. And that energy is created by the star constellations, is created by what we call God. So God is creating the energy that translates as, go on, do it, is the urge inside us. Now, the next paragraph is an important paragraph because it's Nefesh Kisachto, the Isa of Zohar Kodesh, the Nefesh Kisachto, Shehu Loshen Tamiya. He translates it as, or I translate it as, it's a surprise, it's a shock. When somebody makes a mistake, it's a real shock. When you got married to your husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, then hopefully, if you are still married, then you listened to the calling, you listened to the urge inside you, and you got it right. But marriages happen. People get married, and then it all goes wrong, and it all ends in divorce. It's a Loshen Tamiya. It's a Loshen, it's strange. This is weird. I wasn't expecting it to go wrong. I've heard of other people, their marriage is going wrong. I've heard of other people, their relationship's going wrong. But I'll tell you the truth. Even though we sometimes have that feeling, oh, is this going to work out for me? Even, we don't go into something knowing it's going to fail. We don't. Oh, I know. Look, the statistics of this marriage working out is 50-50. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to gamble my life on a 50-50 chance. So overwhelmingly, we feel it's going to be right. I've got a bit nerves. But no, on your wedding day, we all have those nervous energies. We might even have an intuition. It might not go right, but we don't go into it knowing this is going to be a failure, because that'd be stupid. that would be really stupid. We're not that stupid, right? So we go in with it with a hope. I hope it'll all turn out all right. I've got nerves, but I hope it's going to turn out all right. So we go into it with that. So that's the definition now of the gutsy energy, the full moon energy. What people will do, they might be nervous about doing it. They might be nervous about saying yes, but they're believing they're going to do it. They're going to say you because they want it to work out. I want to make it work out. People, unfortunately, and I use the word unfortunately and sadly, the people who believe in themselves, it's never going to work out, never going to work out, never going to work out. And they keep on repeating to themselves in their heads, it's never going to work out, never going to work out, never going to work out, never going to fall in love, never going to have a breakthrough, never going to do this, never going to do that. They've defeatists. They're losers. And Naaman HaMelech is not talking to losers. He's talking to people who might be losers at the moment, but he wants to make us winners. And therefore, this week's spiritual secret is expect the unexpected and expect that this time it's going to work out. Don't expect it. Come on, stop believing it. Your life is totally, totally ruined forever and ever. Belief is an important factor. When you believe in something, the only reason why you believe in something is because it works. Now, if you have never tried it, but other people have tried it, and they say, go on, give it a try, it worked for me. If you talk about going to a Kabbalist, or going back to a psychic, or going to a fortune teller, somebody will recommend them. Well, it worked for me. It did. It's magic for me. So go on. You do things based on real life recommendations because real life it worked. You don't go to somebody, well, it never worked for me, you give it a try. If it didn't work for you, don't expect it to work for me. If you go to a doctor and the doctor's giving medicine out and doing tablets out, well, look, all the other patients I've given it to, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. Some of them have actually had adverse effects. Some of them have been negative effects. You're not going to take the medicine. You'd be stupid, right? You're not going to take something that's doesn't work out for others. It didn't work out for others. Don't do it. You go to some new restaurants and new diners, and when it comes on recommendations, they the best meal you can order there, lamb chops. Have some lamb chops and roast potatoes, and it's delicious. Or if somebody says, no, I had a stomachache after that place. Oh, no, I don't like it. No, it's no good. The food's no good. You're not going to go. When soon as a bad recommendation, the thumbs down go, then you're not going to do it. But the real definition is thumbs up and thumbs down from your gut instinct. Your gut instinct is speaking to you. Heightened level of awareness at the full moon. Sometimes we often astrologers say, and psychics actually say, we can't decide for you. Weak, I can't make a decision for you. I don't know what's right and wrong for you. I'm not psychic. We're not God. But one thing you can wait for is when you get to the full moon on the 24th, 25th of March and thereafter, when you have a gut feeling, this is really right for me because it's really right for you, you will do it because you'll feel it's really right. You might still hesitate. You might still be a bit nervous. You might still be a bit unsure. You might still have those jitters inside you, but you'll go ahead doing things this week. Because you've got the confidence, I know it's going to be all right. I know I'm going to be a winner again. And winning and losing is what life is all about. We have been, all of us, we admit to ourselves, we all admit to ourselves, I made mistakes. I've been a loser before. I've chosen made the wrong decisions before. I've been a loser before. But now I want to get it right. And as we go into the new zodiac year and we go into the new energies now, it's about in our minds saying, I'm going to get it right. This is the year, next few months, next few days, next few weeks, this is when I'm going to get it right. I want to get it right. I'm determined to get it right. And determination determines the pathway you go along.